Buonasera, cos'è quello?
Buonasera. Cosa?
Cosa c'è nel bicchiere della signora?
La signora beve uno spritz.
Spritz, cos'è?
Lo spritz è un cocktail del Veneto, è la regione di Venezia.
Ha un colore bello, arancione, meglio una birra. Mi sveglio presto domani.
E alla spina?
Sì, cosa mangia il signore dello Spritz?
E sono noccioline e salatini.
Idem con patate.
Perfetto, arriva subito.
Posso pagare con la carta, vero?
Certo.
Buongiorno Marco, come stai?
Buongiorno Martin, molto bene, molto bene. Tu come stai?
Così così, ho un po' di raffreddore questa settimana.
Mi
Sì.
dispiace. And buongiorno a tutti. Good morning to everybody who's tuning in, as they say in the radio or something. After several months of break, we're back. Italian Diamo is back for season 2.
Bentornati tutti.
Bentornati. All right, so let's get right into it, right? Because today's topic is going to be first conjugation verbs. Wow, that sounds very scary, Martin, doesn't it? Conjugation is a long word that usually is a scary one, but it's not too bad, right?
I'm guessing conjugation comes from Latin. Is it? I'm going to guess it's conjugare or something like that. I don't
I would guess it's, as we know, it's their fault, so
know.
it's probably yeah something that the Romans came up with. We just listened
Well.
to a dialogue. The idea this season would be to make it more about the dialogue and less about the chit chatter. As he was in season one. So what do you think of the dialogue, Martin? Do you think it was let's remind everybody, Martin is probably like a solid A2 or a good B1, depending on the day. What did you think of the dialogue, Martin? Was it hard? Was it easy in your opinion?
I think it's quite easy, is that? I think it's quite a simple dialogue, isn't it?
Yeah, I would agree in general. Yes, there are a few words that may be a bit tricky. So why don't we go through it quickly and
Yeah.
maybe it's helpful for our listeners.
Yeah, okay. Well, it begins quite easily, doesn't it, with Buonasera, which we know is good evening. Well, I guess it's any time after 2 o'clock. That's what we ascertained, isn't it, in
Correct.
the first season. Cos'è quello? So quello is that.
Correct.
Questo is this. Quello is that. So cos'è comes from cosa, which is on the next line. So it's what. What is that?
Cosa c'è nel bicchiere della signora? Now, bicchiere is obviously glass, signora is obviously lady. That cosa c'è is quite interesting. Cosa is the same cosa, right? What? That c'è. Did we talk about c'è in the first season?
If we did, I can't remember.
Right, that's a cute way to ask or to say there is or is there. As we know in Italian, we don't move things around too much during questions, so c'è could be there is or is there.
Yeah, and then nel, which is a contraction from in the, isn't it?
Very good.
In la in el.
We are not going to talk about this in this probably in this podcast series in this season, but that nel, if you're curious, it's preposizione articolata. That's another very, very big name.
So, but this is, yeah, so la signora beve uno spritz. So beve comes from the verb bere, to drink. Lo spritz è un cocktail del Veneto. So we've got another contraction there with del, but so it's a cocktail del from Veneto,
Sì, it's in Italian we say Veneto.
Veneto
Yes.
ha un colore bello. So we've now got the verb avere there. So it has, he, she, it ha un colore bello. It's got a pretty color,
Yep,
I
like a
guess.
beautiful color. And I would rather say un bel colore because the adjective bel or bello behaves weirdly, but colore bello is fine and it's a bit easier to understand for someone studying Italian. So let's leave it at that.
Yeah, because that does get quite confusing.
It does.
Arancione, which we know is orange. Meglio una birra. Mi sveglio presto domani. So, meglio Is that from Meliare?
Migliore. Ok,
Migliore.
very good question. We have two words in Italian, which are meglio and migliore. Meglio is better, as in, quote unquote, more well. Whereas migliore is meglio, as in more good. So meglio is an adverb and migliore is an adjective.
The next part I'm quite happy with, the misveglio, because that's from svegliare.
Svegliarsi, in particolare, yes, way
Svegliarsi, yeah,
to correct.
to get up.
To wake up.
Alla spina, I know very well.
That's important because that's a kind of very, very specific slang that will throw you off when they ask you at a restaurant, for example. So, how would you say alla spina in the UK, Martin?
I guess he said draft.
Draft, right, yeah.
What is spina then? La spina, what is where's that from?
I don't know exactly why we say that, but spina, the most common use of the word is you have it in a fish, is the thing that
That's fine.
the spine, very very good,
Fine,
yes. And also the plug, like when you're charging your phone, the thing that
okay.
goes into the wall is also called informally spina. And I think that's closer to this one because the spina kind of goes into the barrel. You know, you kind of have to hammer it into the barrel and then you can open it. You can draft the beer. So maybe that's why, but.
Right, yeah, I think we call it the spiel.
There you go. So it's kind of similar. Okay.
You get a tap and spiel. Right, okay, very good. Right, okay, let's continue. So, yeah, sì, cosa mangia il signore dello spritz? What is the man, what's he eating, basically, the
Very
man
good, very good. What
of
does he
this?
eat? Yes.
Yeah, what's he eating, what does he eat? So, mangia from mangiare, to eat.
Correct, and this is one of the verbs we're going to talk about in a second.
Yeah, cool. Ok. Sono nocciolini
Sì.
e salatini. I see nuts there
Nuts.
and salt.
Noccioline is peanuts specifically, so it's a type of nuts. Noce would be nuts. And then salatini, I don't know the word that you have in English. But it's those little salty crackers that you have often with aperitivo, at least in
Right.
Italy. How would you
Yeah.
call them?
Well, yeah, that I think you've got it right. Salty crackers, really. Yeah, I can see exactly what you mean because I know not every country does this, but
Right.
like when you get a drink in Italy, often they'll bring you like a little bowl of like snack, kind of salted snacks. Okay, and then comes a very strange line: idem con patate.
Yes. What does that mean literally in your opinion, Martin?
Something with, I mean, I'm guessing potatoes,
Yes, correct.
but I'm not sure what edam is.
That's a phrase that we use. It's not super common, but it's very cool, I think. So idem means the same in Latin and with potatoes, con patate. So it's a way to say I want the same thing, right? And it's pretty funny, the legend goes that there is this very simple couple of people going to a restaurant and they want to order, but they want to sound cool. They want to sound like very elegant. And so they hear from the table next to them that a lady says, looking at the plate of her husband who's eating chicken, she says, idem, which in Latin means the same, right? So she's being cool. And sometimes we use Latin words in Italian, especially when we want to sound very, very smart. And so when the waiter comes to her, she asks, I would like idem con patate. Like, she wanted to say chicken with potatoes, but she obviously had no idea what was going on. So it's a kind of a cute phrase, I think. If you use it with a native, they will either not know what's going on or be very impressed. So I think it's a winner.
So yeah, good. I think idioms are fantastic because I think you can learn a language and you can learn all the verbs and the grammar and you can speak the language, but when you're speaking to people in a normal situation, in like in a bar or in a restaurant, people do use idioms all the time. And if
Yes.
you don't know what these idioms mean, you can look an idiot.
Correct. Correct.
So, a perfetto. Arriva subito. So
Good.
perfetto, perfect, gets used a lot. A
Yes.
great word to remember. Arriva subito. So arriva from arrivare,
Very good. Nice
to
conjugation.
arrive. So it will arrive and subito, which also is, I think, the exact same word in Latin.
Most probably, yes. I believe it's something like that. Also similar to veneto, subito, the accent is on the first syllable, on the third last and not on the second last. So it's a similar kind of word, yeah. You said it right, so in this case you knew it. Yeah.
I will remember the two words together now.
There you go,
That's
that works.
hilarious.
That
So
works.
yeah, and subito is an interesting one because you can say subito dopo as well, okay?
Very good. Subito dopo. So I guess the English translation would be immediately. So you could say immediately, subito, or immediately after, subito dopo. And by the way, be careful, say subito and not subito, because subito would be a past participle from the verb subire, which is to suffer. So that's a different word. It means like suffered or taken in that meaning. So subito.
Changes the context ever so slightly.
Yes.
Right, posso pagare con la carta, vero? So,
Yeah.
posso, from the verb to be able to, potere, which is irregular and we won't talk about it.
No.
Pagare obviously is an aorist verb in the infinitive there.
Very good. Pagare, because after potere, can, dovere, must, and volere, want, no matter what the tense is, anything that follows is going to be in the infinitive. So posso pagare, can I can pay, or can I pay?
Con la carta, with a card,
Okay.
vero, as in true.
True, correct, yes. And here I took a little bit of a poetic freedom because the answer would be no. Like, they will not take car in a lot of places in Italy. Right now, actually, our government is even allowing shops to say no even more often. So it's get
Wow.
cash if you go to Italy, especially if you go to a small town. Cash is king, as they say.
It's quite mad, isn't it? Because I would say that over here it's quite the opposite, and my local bar won't take cash.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Yeah, let's do that. So, first of all, first conjugation sounds scary, but adverbs is definitely a safer way to say it. So, as we know, Martin, when we have verbs, we always talk about them in the infinitive form. The infinitive form is the one that ends in Italian with are, ere, or ire. In English, it would be the to form, right? To swim, to eat, and all that. But yeah, so what verbs in here do you see, Martin, that could be first conjugation, and how can you tell that they're first conjugation?
Okay, let's have a look through. Well, mangia,
Ti mangia.
definitely he's from mangiare, and I can
Okay.
tell because of the A
Good.
ending. Arriva, similar, he's got the same
Arrivare.
ending, the third person ending. And
Ti.
obviously pagare is in the infinitive.
Very good.
Sveglio, mi sveglio,
Ti.
which, as you said, it's a reflexive verb, but I know, I mean, it could, looking at that, be any of the conjugations, couldn't it? But I know it's svegliarsi.
No, I think you said all of them, but you're right. Generally speaking, a conjugated form, either we know it's a conjugation because it's the only one with that ending, like mangia, that can only be first conjugation, or it's in the infinitive, like pagare, which is obviously going to be first conjugation, or we need to know, like mi sveglio, that there is nothing in that mi sveglio that tells us it's first conjugation, but we know it because when we study a verb in Italian, we always study starting from the infinitive, so svegliare or svegliarsi. If you want to do the reflexive, mangiare, pagare, arrivare is what we start from. And then we conjugate the verbs.
Yeah, and the interesting thing with Italian as well, like Spanish, is you don't need to use the personal pronoun most of the time. So in English, we would say I walked, or he went, or they, and the same in French and the same in German. But in Spanish and Italian, from the conjugation of the verb, you can tell. So it's not necessary to say to your. I mean, sometimes I suppose lui and lei it might be for clarification easy to or easier to do it, but you don't generally need to use it, which makes it easier.
Completely agree. Yes, definitely. And this is possible because we conjugate verbs. So basically, if you hear a conjugated form, almost always, as you said, almost, you will know who's the person performing the action, who's the subject. So let's take a simple verb from here. I would say arrivare could be the easiest because remember when you conjugate a verb, a little trick, verbs that have right before the are a G or a C. They're usually a bit more annoying because you don't know what happens to that G or to that C. If you take, for example, the verb vincere, to win. Io vinco. It becomes a hard C. C. But if you take the verb pagare, is io pago, tu paghi. H is added. So you never know when there's a C or a G if it's going to prevail the written form or the spoken form. So let's rule out mangiare, let's rule out pagare. Let's take arrivare. Arrivare is going to be, in my opinion, the most straightforward of all of the verbs that we have in this dialogue. And the way we learn a verb is we just say the whole conjugation out loud. So do you want to give it a shot, Martin? I assume this is very easy for you.
Yeah. So yeah, remove the are from the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then for the first person, singular, arrivo, just mm-hmm. an op.
Very good.
And then for the second person, for tu, is arrivi, with an I. And then for the third person, it's just the A, as we can see in a few, we've heard in a few of these, so mm-hmm. arriva. So you got arrivo, arrivi, arriva. And then we get to the plural, arriviamo. So it's I, the I comes back, and then A-M-O, arriviamo, as in we arrive. Then arrivate, and then arrivano, A-N-O.
Very good. Yes. So let me repeat everything just for anybody listening, taking notes. Arrivare is the infinitive form. We take out are, and then it's io arrivo, tu arrivi, lui arriva. Noi arriviamo, voi arrivate, loro arrivano. And as Martin said, for loro, that happens basically for any verb and basically for any tense, almost. The accent moves one to the left. It becomes just like subito, just like veneto, parola sdrucciola, which is the way we call them. You don't need to worry about the name. So it's not arrivano, as you would expect. It becomes arrivano.
So if I choose another verb, then just off the top of my head, like parlare
mm-hmm.
is to speak. So you have io parlo, tu parli,
mm-hmm.
lui and lei parla, noi parliamo, voi parlate, and loro parlano.
Very good, loro parlano, great. And it's always the same, as long as provided that the verbs you're trying to conjugate are regular. Now, that is the next big annoying thing in Italian. Just like any other language, you have the rule and then you have the exceptions. And you do not know if a verb is regular until you know it. So for example, the verb andare ends in are, first conjugation. I know, io ando, no, io vado. Andare is incredibly irregular, by the way. It's one of the worst verbs that we have. So in that case, you could not apply these rules. You need to know the specific conjugation. But I would, as we know, we love to make up statistics, I would say that about 87% of Italian verbs are regular. So, but it's the majority of them. If you see a verb ending in are, probably you know, and you can conjugate it this way.
The are verbs, I can only think of four that are irregular, and that would be andare, as you say, which gets used a lot. Fare, which gets used a lot as well, to make or to do. Dare, to give. And stare, to stay.
Very good, yeah. And these last two are irregular, but in the present form, they're almost regular because they both have very, very tiny variation from the baseline conjugation that we just saw. But you're right. I would say these four in the first conjugation are the most used. And as Martin said, if you say io ando as opposed to io vado, I will understand from context what's going on. I will correct you. If I correct you, I'm not going to laugh because it's my job. Sometimes people, you know, will find it funny, but you know, when you learn a language, it's, you're kind of back to being a little kid making mistakes, and people sometimes laugh at your mistakes. It's generally funny, you know, if you say a word that you want to say immediately and you say suffered, you know, subito versus subito sort of thing that we were talking before, it might make it for a very comical effect in that specific, you know, phrase. So don't take it personally if people laugh at you. Sometimes people are not used to learners.
Yeah, and I think possibly we'll talk about common irregular verbs in another episode, but I think it's just a case of learning them as you come along to them, isn't it, really?
Correct. Always assume a verb is regular until you try to use it and it's not, and then kind of remember. And then, you know, if you see andare once, you see it twice, you see it three times, you learn. Like, people just remember things after a few times that they encounter them. And a verb like andare or fare or dare or stare, you will see them often enough to where you will quickly remember that they don't behave the normal way.
And it is, it's the most commonly used verbs that become irregular, isn't it? And it's through usage, isn't it? That's how it happens. So.
Definitely.
But anyway, if you can remember the conjugation of the are verb, then most of the time, as you say, 86% of the time over time, but you will be absolutely correct.
It's 87, Martin. But you're almost right. Yeah,
almost. I'm right about 86% of the time. That's why.
That must be the reason. Yes, yeah, that was one of the 14%. But yes, good. So good to be back. I would say let's wrap it up and let us know what you think of this format. Everybody and anybody listening, as always, you will find us probably on Twitter, although that's not Twitter anymore now, that's X, right, isn't it? So we're still going to be there, at ItalianDiamo. So you can always tweet at us or X at us. Did they change the verb? Is it still to tweet at
some? I think the jury's still out on that.
Yeah.
No one knows.
Well, you contact us and let us know what you think of this. And we're happy to try and incorporate suggestions, as always.
Yeah, absolutely. And I guess next time we're going to jump into... Okay, Marco, grazie mille.
Grazie a te.
Di solito, as usual?
Come sempre.
Come sempre.
Sì.
Okay. Grazie mille, come sempre.
Grazie a te, Martin. È un piacere. Arrivederti, it's great to see you again. E grazie a tutti. E ci vediamo la prossima settimana.
La prossima settimana, sì. Ciao.
Ciao.